Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. How do we say goodbye? How do we say goodbye well to one another? We can try to avoid goodbyes or deny the importance of them, but they are an unavoidable part of our lives. Sometimes we say goodbye intentionally and well. Sometimes we have regrets about our goodbyes or about our lack of goodbyes. Sometimes goodbyes are long and drawn out stretches of loss, like when we or a loved one are living with a progressive illness, like Alzheimer's or dementia. Sometimes goodbyes are temporary, and sometimes in the case of death, they feel more final. Sometimes we do not have the chance to say goodbye, as in the case of sudden and traumatic deaths, or for so many who have lost loved ones to COVID-19. And this lack of goodbye becomes a painful place that needs healing, that requires some other way to honor this process of that missing goodbye. We are in a season of transition and goodbyes on multiple levels right now. We are coming into graduation season, when graduates say goodbye to their current school and university communities and prepare for whatever might be next on their journeys. Graduates and their families may be preparing to say goodbye to one another also, to the ways that they have lived together up until now. And here at Grace, of course, in this year of search and discernment, we have said goodbye to Chris in the fall, and at some unknown point in the future, we will say goodbye to one another after my time of bridge priesting ends. And then another clergy person will come, and someday you and that priest will say goodbye to one another too. Even though we don't know when our particular goodbye will happen, we are anticipating it, and we might feel that, because these transition threshold moments of goodbye, and also conversely of welcome, are really important. These threshold places of hello and goodbye, of entering and exiting, they can feel fraught with anxiety and expectation, with fear and hope, with grief and joy, all jumbled up together. When we do have the opportunity to say goodbye in communities or families or relationships, how do we say goodbye well? As a Christian community, we can turn to the example of Jesus, and Jesus is very good at saying goodbye. Our gospel reading today is part of what is called Jesus' farewell discourse. And this discourse only appears in the Gospel of John, and it's 4 chapters long, chapters 14 through 17, so it's a long goodbye speech. Jesus shares the farewell discourse with his disciples on the night of the Last Supper, when they have eaten the Passover meal together and after Jesus has washed the disciples' feet and given them the new commandment to love one another as he has loved them. The foot washing and Last Supper are extraordinary examples of care. For Jesus, saying goodbye well in a community means caring for one another during the goodbye process. Foot washing was a particular act of care and hospitality that had a lot of meaning in Jesus' time, because in Jesus' culture, when you received a guest in your home, the first thing you did was offer them a basin with clean water and a towel to wash their feet, because they had walked maybe a really long distance in sandals or on bare feet in order to arrive at your door, and their feet were dusty and dirty and tired. Now, the custom was to wash your own feet. The radical thing that Jesus does is wash the disciples' feet for them. But today, foot washing can just seem kind of weird because it's not a part of our culture anymore, right? We don't walk everywhere. But what is a part of our culture is to honor our goodbyes by eating together, by sharing a meal. Jesus has a goodbye meal with his disciples in the Last Supper. And today we share meals together in threshold moments of celebration and loss, of welcome and goodbye. We have a feast, right? Whether it's to celebrate a new beginning or an ending, whether it's a wedding reception or a funeral repast, we eat together. My first 2 years at Grace, we couldn't eat together because of COVID. And I am so grateful that in our third year together, I've been able to experience the gift of this parish's legendary receptions and table hospitality. In worship, we come to God's table and honor Jesus' Last Supper goodbye gift to us at every service of Holy Communion. The Eucharist is our sacred threshold communal meal of thanksgiving, of remembering, and of relationship with God and with one another, and with all the saints who have come before us, especially those ancestors and saints in our lives who we love but see no longer. In our gospel reading today, at the start of his farewell discourse, after he has washed their feet, after they have eaten together, Jesus continues to show care to his disciples during the goodbye process. Jesus consoles his disciples. He encourages them and tells them about what we might think of as a kind of Holy Trinitarian pass-off. Jesus tells them that he will ask God to send the Holy Spirit to be an advocate with them forever. In 2 weeks, at the Feast of Pentecost, we will celebrate that the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit that has always been present since before the beginning of time, the same Spirit who brooded over the waters of creation in Genesis, at Pentecost, we will celebrate that this same Spirit, through Jesus, is sent to be an advocate for God's truth and God's love with us and in us forever. Here in the farewell discourse, Jesus cares for his disciples by naming the goodbye and the loss that is about to happen with his death, and also by naming the promise and the hope of something new. New life, new relationship in the Spirit, and a new relationship with Jesus, who will return to them after the resurrection to be in loving relationship with them in a different way. Jesus reminds us here that with every goodbye, with every loss, even with the loss of our earthly lives, we and our loved ones are accompanied, held, supported through our relationships with God and one another, which continue even though there has been a goodbye. For example, a dear friend who used to live around the corner moves across country, and your relationship changes. Maybe you keep talking and texting, and you travel to visit one another once a year, or maybe you lose touch. But the love and friendship that you shared remains. Or a close loved one dies, and you find that your relationship with that person does not end. It's different. The relationship has changed. Maybe your communication becomes based on reminders, a song or a place that you both loved. Or maybe you still talk to that person, but the way that they respond comes through in a different way. The shift in an angle of light, the glimpse of a bird or a flower, or the sudden appearance of a letter or a favorite photo of the two of you that you thought that you had lost. These are graces. These are gifts of the connection and ongoing relationship that we have, a relationship that lives on beyond our goodbyes. Jesus ends his farewell discourse in John with a really long prayer, for his disciples and their community, the community that continues today as the church. And this is another way Jesus shows us how to say goodbye well and how to care for one another during and after a goodbye process. We can pray for one another. Before, during, and after we say goodbye to those we love, we can pray for them. We can always be praying for one another. Amen.